welcome to the ISIS Americas podcast for today, Tuesday, 26th of July. I'm your podcast host, Christy Moffat, and today I'm joined by ISIS Fertilizers editor, Mark Milam, and Sulfur Markets reporter, Annalise Little. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hi there.
Both Annalise and Mark have recently returned from the Southwestern Fertilizer Conference in San Antonio, the biggest industry event of the year. Now, as I understand it, this event is considered to be a good barometer for getting a sense of industry sentiment. Mark, what can you tell us about the conference?
Well, anyone who listened to our previous podcast kind of heard that we were kind of portraying kind of maybe a negative, pessimistic mood. It wasn't as kind of dour as we thought, but there's kind of the realization that with the lack of demand, the crop price situation, that we're probably going to be pretty constrained in these markets through the rest of this quarter, probably into Q4. And I expect that pricing will probably stay pretty flat as we're buying.
And what about crop prices? Because that's been a hot topic recently.
Yeah, everybody kind of has the same sentiment that with these record yields that are forthcoming, that at least for corn, that there's probably not going to be any uptick in the price, and that we're probably going to kind of hover at the levels that were below $4 a bushel, which in the market, $4 a bushel is always considered like the high water mark. And so it looks like that will be suppressed, and consequently everyone thinks that buying is just going to be off quite a bit, at least through the rest of this year.
Okay. Annalise, how was sentiment for your markets moving into the conference?
The sulfur markets were a little bit bummed because the Q3 Tampa sulfur settlement was forthcoming just after the conference. And a little ways ahead, people were kind of hoping for a rollover. And then kind of as we got into the actual conference and everyone saw what everyone else was thinking, people realized that it was going to definitely fall by $5 a long ton, which it did. The announcements came just after the conference. Of course. And the acid market was even more depressed, maybe the saddest of anyone at the conference. There's a couple of big news things going on with acid. A plant shut down, a burner startup in Cuba, and so they were kind of dragging their feet a little bit.
So for both of you then, it wasn't a super cheerful conference.
No, it wasn't super cheerful, but I'd say for the ISIS point of view, it was very productive. Like I said, I told several people, we had 32 meetings with 43 sources. So we got a lot of good feedback on our coverage and our reports, and we seemed to be on top of the market. And the truth is that, as I mentioned before, this is a cycle and we're on the downside of a cycle, but everyone's kind of seeing that we will have kind of return arc on this thing. And like I say, it may not come to Q4 and it may not even come into 2017, because until there's more buying from the farmers, then that translates into the retail market moving, and then the producers have somewhere to place it. Basically, we're in a situation where there's no pool for demand, there's plenty of supply, so you got weakness on both sides, and the pricing levels for all of our markets are just kind of caught in this little trap right now.
Mm-hmm. So you mentioned looking ahead to the end of the year. I mean, is there any other kind of general outlook things that you can say about both of your respective markets?
Well, I would kind of say that there's still, for urea and DAP, there's still large buyers that need to come in and buy and start adding layers for the fall and to get positioned for Q1 of next year. So there is that uptick of a little bit of optimism that it's got to come at some point. The question is kind of when and how long are we going to drag the prices down until that spark kind of happens. But everybody feels like it's coming. It's just, if you knew, that's the big million-dollar question out there. When is it going to come and how strong will it be?
Annalise, any kind of thoughts that you heard at the conference about the outlook?
Moving towards the end of the year, I think sulfur will see slightly happier days coming out of Vancouver, at least. Cuba has had this plant restart, and so Sherritt in Cuba will no longer be taking acid, they'll be taking sulfur. So sulfur will have a new home there. However, on the flip side, acid now is going to have a whole lot of supply not going there anymore, and the market is already oversupplied, so it's a whole lot of acid kind of just floating out there with nowhere to go.
And I would add on to that, that acid market's been infected by a downturn in the DAP market, the phosphate side, which has stayed a little bit more stable than the other markets. It's kind of range bound right now, but eventually the truth is that the DAP market, there will have to be purchases made within the phosphate market. That'll kind of uptick the producer side of it. So that will probably relieve some pressure in that side of the market for the sulfur as well. So it's all interlinked, and it's all just being dragged and pulled really hard right now. So,
okay. Well, thank you, guys. If you'd like to read more about what Mark and Annalise have been talking about today, visit ICIS.com for all the latest news on fertilizers and sulfur, along with our coverage of the other commodity markets. And don't forget to tune in next week for our next podcast.